the three administrators, we're going to put together something, a bio, without our names, okay, a bio on some history of what we have in our background that would help us do what we're doing for you, all right? We don't want to do that kind of stuff, okay? We know how many people out there feel it's critically important to know the administrators of a program, and I can relate to that, but I hope that you all can understand this isn't about us. It's all about you. It's what we're trying to do for you. And we're not trying to get into the limelight and all this type of thing. And to be very honest with you, we all three love our solitude. And I've been in this industry long enough that, and I've got enough experience on the administrative side of this to know that, now this doesn't apply to you all, okay? But there is a large percentage of people who are in this industry, if they participate, they think they own your soul. They will interrupt your life at 4 a.m. If they need you, you have to be on call for them, okay? Now, the people who have contacted me, who has regular contact with me, respect my time. They understand how busy I am. They understand that I'm on a mission that goes beyond them. I have a responsibility. So do the other two, okay? And believe me, all three of us have critical roles that we play in this. I designed the comp plan and been planning all this out and getting the leaders going and working with the leaders. And I'm going to be stepping aside soon to having other people who are better orators than I am to do this type of call. And I want to slip back into the background because I value my solitude. And I've already handed the baton off to the next administrator, and his name is David. And that's all I'm going to tell you. It's David, okay? He's the engineer that's going to take you through the Stargate. I'm the one that got you to the surface, to the front door of the Stargate. He's going to take you through the Stargate technically as an engineer. And if you've ever seen the movie, the people over on the side doing the engineering stuff to get the ship through the Stargate, okay? And or the people through it, whatever, okay? And then the third person, his name is Jim. And it's not the Jim that is used in these propaganda campaigns. That Jim retired. Okay, he was so severely beaten with verbal abuse and a person by the name of Cindy that they just simply retired, and I don't blame them. Okay, they're black and blue, and it was so misdirected. They deserve nothing. Okay, like what they got, and we've all been completely 100% innocent in everything. Okay, and like I said, I don't want to beat on this because I don't want to give it any energy or power, but I'm concerned about people who listen to this stuff and believe it, okay? It's just propaganda, okay? They're trying to take something from us, and they can't. There's no way they can, okay? And we know that we're legal because of what we have done,